There's a lot of discussion about the extent of hishtadlus that a person should do for any achievement that he wants to accomplish, and especially for a dvar mitzvah that he has to perform. And it seems that the level of ishtadlus is impacted by many different factors and madregas of the person and the details of the situation. There's a famous letter, if I'm not mistaken, from in the Or Yisrael from Reb Zundel to his son, who went on a fundraising mission. And he told him to come into a community, to check into a hotel, call on two people, and then sit in his hotel and just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems that he was concerned that he would, if he did more than that, he would interfere with his Madrega Bitochen. And because I guess, you know, he was on such a high level that any extra hishtadlus, more than this, perfunctory, like seeing two people in the community, would interfere with that, would undermine his bitochen. And obviously there's a conflict between the hishtadlus and what that does in terms of affecting my bitochen. I know the Rosh Yeshiva used to say that that's not for us, that we're not on such levels of bitochen that we could worry about that if I'll call on more than two people, then I will undermine my madrega bitochen. And he used to say that possibly the geder of hishtadlus, certainly in a dvar mitzvah, it wasn't clear in other things, is to the extent that it's permissible al pitin. In other words, I have to go all out. And just not to go beyond, maybe even a lifnei rishus hadin, but I should be bound by the boundaries of halacha and propriety rather than anything else. But otherwise I should put in, because since we're not on such a high level of bitochen, therefore we won't hurt our bitochen by the hishtadlus. Therefore a person should put in the maximum hishtadlus that he can within the guidelines of what's appropriate, permissible, and halachically, and ethically, and das Torah, and maybe lifnei mishuras hadin appropriate. But I noticed something, excuse me, in the Ralbag, which seems to reflect this type of extreme hishtadlus, where Yaakov is concerned that Yitzchok is, he's he's imitating, he's trying to pretend that he's Esav. His mother told him that that was the appropriate thing to do, and he's concerned. That he's going to see me and he's going to touch me and he's going to see I'm not hairy as Esav. I'll get a klola instead of a brocha. He was very concerned about it. So Rivka gave her the begodim of Esav and so forth to make this make it much more credible that he is in fact Esav. So the Ralbag says there's a tuelis here in Midus. V'hu sheroi lechol mi sheyishtadel lasos poil ma letachlisma. It's appropriate for everyone who is being mishtadl to do accomplish something for whatever the accomplishment may be. She yishtadl lohosir kol hadvorim hamoinim uisoy hatachlis ahu. He should go to the extreme to remove any things that might interfere with his accomplishing this accomplishment, this tachlis. Ulahamtzi advorim hamavim uisoy biyoyser sholem sheefshar. And to create and to bring about, to utilize everything that could bring this to the most absolute, the most complete accomplishment that's possible. In other words, go all out with your hishtadlus. Haloi tireh, ki Yaakov pochad sheyimna mimenu hatachlis shehoye mechuven elov. Yaakov was afraid at the tachlis, which was to get the brocha from Yitzchok, would be minanimna, it would be withheld from him. Because he would see that he's not Esav. Ad shero sherivko himtzia loy hatachbulo yisasher bohem istalik ma shehoye mefachad mimenu. Until he saw that Rivka provided him with all the tachbulos, with all the necessary garments and costumes and whatever he needed, that this fear was mesulik. He no longer had this fear. She put on, what did she do? She gave him big day Esav to wear. Then Yitzchok now is going to think that the one who's wearing these clothing is actually Esav. And she also put the skins that will also make him seem hairy, and that he would be like Esav, kedei sheyargish bo Yitzchok in his blindness, but he'll touch him, and he'll see shehu soyer kasher yemusheu. He'll see that he's hairy when he touches him, and he'll recognize that it's Esav, and this plan that they have will be successful. So, it seems a little bit strange, because the Ralbag describes the fear that Yaakov had. He says he was afraid. He says, "Halotir ki Yaakov pochad sheyimna mimenu hatachlis." He's doing ishtadlus. The reason for ishtadlus, Rabag says in many places, and one of the major reasons that's given is because ain soimchen al anes. He says by when he said that it's ishtecho, he said achosi instead of ishtecho. He says who she ain roy lo adam lismach al anes. He's on such a level, but still he shouldn't rely on Nisim. Okay, so he didn't want to rely on Nisim. He's supposed to do Hishtadlus. But it seems here that he did a Hishtadlus which was completely unaware, completely unaffected by his Midas HaBitochen. Because you don't want to be semach al anes, so you do ishtadlus, but you're going to have pachad. What is this pachad that it's not going to work? You want to say, "Oh, I have to be mishtadl." Okay, you want to say you have to be mishtadl to the best you can. Fine, but the raya he says is because, and he repeats it twice, that ki haloitira ki Yaakov pochad sheyimna mimenu atach leshoyim achuvene lov ad sheros sherifkim tzialoi. Yaakov was standing there with a pachad that he's doing a hishtadlus, and that was hishtadlus to get the brocha, but he was afraid. What are you afraid? Where's the bitochen? You're mechuyev to do hishtadlus, but you're not allowed to forget that the Rabbeinu Shalom is involved in your life and he takes care of you and he's the Olam Chesed Yibone and the Tachlis of Chesed and Rachamim, and you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing what your mother told you to do, you're doing this for the Tachlis, for the future of Klal Yisrael. What's this pachad? It sounds like, it's a little bit almost scary to think about, but it sounds like there's two completely separate kavim, separate lines of thinking and of reality, that there's the one hand is that I'm a chuyiv in ishtadlus. And when I'm working with in the world of ishtadlus, I'm not focused on the bitochen. My ishtadlus is measured by the situation. He says a person has to do the maximum that he possibly can, that it should come out b'yeser sholem. And the raya, he says, is from Yaakov, because Yaakov was afraid. In other words, that fear, it seems, doesn't seem to be a tfiyah, was legitimate, because in terms of my ishtadlus, I have to be afraid that if I don't do XYZ, if I don't take it to the fullest extreme, if there's a possibility that he's going to touch me and he's going to think that maybe I'm kimisatea, he says, then I didn't do my ishtadlus. And I shouldn't have pachad. So it sounds like a person is not supposed to have pachat because he's supposed to have bitochen. But when it comes to the hishtadlus, which is like a separate world from the bitochen, that he has to focus on it as if this was the reality, this was the situation, it's totally in my actions may not be complete, I'm afraid that something is going to go wrong, and therefore I have to go to the nth degree to do it properly in order to make sure that it's successful. At the same time, I'm of course not allowed to lose that focus that I'm relying all the time on Hashem to help me. It's unlikely. I mean, it's absurd, I think, to assume that Yaakov wasn't mole bitochem b'Hashem, that Hashem is going to help him in this. Yet since he felt he's not supposed to rely on a miracle, he doesn't reference that over here, but he felt he was mechuyev to be mishtadl, then the hishtadlus had to be total and complete without any hesitation, without any limitation, without any influence by the fact that I have bitochen in Hashem. And I think that the point, I think, has a lot of ramifications for us, because sometimes, and this, of course, is a dvar mitzvah. This was his mother's directive to him. This was the future of Klal Yisrael. This was a very choshev a thing. And it seems when we're dealing with certainly within Yonei Mitzvah, that sometimes there's a tendency to be misrashel, because, habitochen, I'll get a good esrog, habitochen, I'll figure out what I have to do, habitochen, I'll say a good chabura, whatever it may be. And we have to realize that in the world of ishtadlus, sometimes it seems that they have to be completely separated. The ishtadlus has to be total and complete with including a fear that I might not succeed, so therefore I have to maximize every effort that I do. And at the same time, no contradiction, be totally reliant on Hashem, that Hashem is going to help me. And I think that certainly when it comes to in Yonei Mitzvah, it's always kedai to have that chizuk, that the extent to which we have to go is total and complete, and we shouldn't make the mistake of, I wouldn't say pretending, but thinking or fooling ourselves or confusing ourselves with say, I don't really have to go so far with the mitzvah because of the fact that I have a bitochen. And I think that tachlis, when it comes to performing mitzvahs, this is a very important gedder to keep in mind, so as to energize everybody to do the absolute maximum that we could do. And it seems that maximum here is equated with the pacha that he won't be successful, to go to the fullest extreme to make sure that we can accomplish at least in terms of a dvar mitzvah.